This recording is brought to you from the Jefferson Literary and Debating Society by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit our site at sevillepodcast.com for hours of lectures, radio shows, and more. Professor Kenneth Elzinga is a recipient of the Thomas Jefferson Award, the highest honor the University of Virginia accords its faculty. On Friday, September 18, 2009, Professor Elzinga spoke to the Society on the topic, Some Unconventional Principles of Leadership.
Thank you, Carolyn, and good evening, everyone. It's both a pleasure and an honor to be speaking in these halls. Economists look at life through the lens of probabilities. We rarely believe that anything is certain. When I was a boy, my Uncle Walter told me that the only thing in life that was certain was that you could not strike a match on a wet bar of soap. And I've never met anyone who's proven my Uncle Walter to be wrong about this. One other thing that's fairly certain is that most members of this distinguished group, the Jefferson Literary and Debating Society, will be leaders. And this does not mean you're all cut from the same cloth or that you'll all lead in the same fashion. From my observation over the years, the members of this society are very dissimilar, except in two regards. You all seem to have lots of intellectual energy and lots of intellectual horsepower. I've been asked to speak about leadership at the invitation of the society. And in the interest of full disclosure, let me stipulate that I do not teach a class on leadership, nor does my resume contain any books or articles about leadership. You could legitimately wonder, what credentials do I have to give a talk on leadership that takes you from your highest valued alternative opportunity foregone this evening? My credentials are these. Throughout my 40-plus years at the university, I've been part of a large, complex organization called Mr. Jefferson's University. I've observed several patterns of leadership from this vantage point. In addition, because of my research specialty in antitrust economics, I've consulted for corporations as different as Microsoft and Monsanto, Miller Brewing and Nestle, giant retailers like Walmart and AutoZone, and small ones like Brighton Collectibles. I've been a consultant to startup airlines like Spirit and established airlines like Continental. And I've served on the boards of nonprofit and for-profit organizations. And in each instance, what I've tried to do is observe, how are these organizations led? What do the leaders do, and what do they not do? And in addition, as a follower of Jesus, I've tried to think about how Jesus led his disciples. There are, as I'm sure you're aware, various theories or schools of thought about leadership. Machiavelli's is the most famous. It emphasizes strategy and deception and justifies most any means necessary to achieve a desired end. And I've observed leaders who are Machiavellian. There are schools of thought on leadership that involve changing your personality in order to lead. The whole Dale Carnegie movement is based on the idea that you can be taught to win friends and influence people. And having won them under this theory, you can then influence or lead them. And I suspect, even as young as most of you are, you've observed leaders who tell their subordinates what they want to hear and who are able to adapt their personalities so as to be liked in order to accomplish their objectives.